With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A New York judge has formally sentenced Donald Trump for his conviction on 34 felony counts last year. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports from Manhattan.
After the sentencing hearing was over, several Trump supporters waved large flags here outside the criminal courthouse. Others held signs claiming that the president-elect's conviction was politically motivated. Judge Juan Marchand handed down a sentence of unconditional discharge, which means no jail time or fines. During the hearing, Trump said the case should never have been tried, and later he wrote on social media that radical Democrats have lost another pathetic, un-American witch hunt. Greg Clugston, New York.
Also at SRNews.com, firefighters continue battling Los Angeles area wildfires, the death toll now at 10. Those strong wind gusts in California that are fanning the flames are expected to diminish, but the break could be short-lived. One meteorologist says the winds will pick up again Sunday through most of next week. The Labor Department reporting solid numbers on job growth.
Hiring picked up unexpectedly in December. The Labor Department says 256,000 jobs were added last month. For the year, the economy added 2.2 million jobs. A solid number, but it was lower than job growth in 2023. Stocks opened lower on the expectations the strong jobs report would make the Federal Reserve less likely to cut interest rates. The Fed now projects just 2 rate cuts this year, down from the 4 they envisioned back in September. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And the merry-go-round of college transfers continues. Former Georgia quarterback Carson Beck is now committed to play next season for the Miami Hurricanes. After that strong job support, stocks are much lower, the Dow dropping 501 points, the NASDAQ composite 217 in the red. This is SRN News. Men will not be using women's bathrooms on Capitol Hill.
House Speaker Mike Johnson has officially ordered that all restrooms, changing rooms, and locker rooms at the Capitol will be restricted to use by people according to their actual biological sex, not their so-called gender identity. The order was not part of the Republican rules package, but Johnson issued it as part of the congressional record published on January 3rd. The action was prompted by the arrival of a Delaware representative who is a man living as a woman. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Ohio's Republican Governor Mike DeWine has signed legislation that boosts the rights of parents to know if their child is living as the opposite sex in school. It also requires moms and dads to be notified if the teacher is going to present lessons involving sexuality or gender. Parents can opt their kids out of such lessons under this new law, which has been named the Parents' Bill of Rights. This is SRN News. A unanimous opinion by New Mexico's Supreme Court has reinforced that state's position as having some of the most liberal abortion laws in the U.S. Correspondent Donna Warder details in this report.
The New Mexico Supreme Court has struck down abortion restrictions by two conservative cities and two counties at the request of the state attorney general. Attorneys representing the cities of Hobbs and Clovis and the counties of Lee and Roosevelt had argued that courts could not strike down local abortion ordinances because of the Comstock Act, a federal anti-vice law. Justice C. Shannon Bacon writes in the majority opinion that state law precludes cities and counties from restricting abortion or regulating abortion. Opposition to abortion runs deep in New Mexico communities along the border with Texas, but Democrats in New Mexico have worked to guarantee access to abortion. I'm Donna Warder.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.